Then in chapter 11, we get another passage on merit. We've had a few chapters, so it's time for a chapter on merit. And here the Buddha talks about the merit gained from demonstrating and illuminating just one stanza of four lines from the Diamond Sutra. The merit that comes from demonstrating and illuminating just that would be far, far greater than making offerings of the seven precious things as many times as there are grains of sand in the river Ganges, to as many Buddhas as there are as many sands in the grains of the Ganges, etc. Not only that, the spot of earth, the place where the Diamond Sutra is demonstrated and illuminated, just one stanza of four lines, will be blessed. It will become a veritable shrine for gods, men, asuras. Demonstrated and illuminated are, of course, the key terms here. We're not just talking about a dry academic discourse, but an attempt to live the Diamond Sutra, to be lit up by the Diamond Sutra. It's that spot that becomes a shrine, a chaitya, a holy place. Even more so if the whole sutra is recited and studied and illuminated in full detail. The Buddha says, on such a spot where that has gone on, the teacher, meaning the Buddha, dwells. He will dwell there, or a sage representing him. Because the Diamond Sutra is nothing less than the Buddha mind, the vast Dharmakaya. If we were to truly light it up, if we were truly to see what it was, we would be dwelling with the body of reality. The very place, the very earth begins to vibrate with the Dharmakaya, with that vast body of reality. It's very interesting this, because shrines, holy places are incredibly important. I'm sure many of you have had the experience going to a place which has some sort of sanctity and has a definite presence. Sometimes it might not be an official site. Sometimes you can go somewhere and it has a very, very particular atmosphere. You feel it has a very kind of positive and deep vibration. Well, we're part of that. We're part of the activity of creating shrines, creating places like this. This is what part of building the Buddha field is. It's very important to have places which develop a particular atmosphere because of what the people do in that place. Why shrine rooms are so important, and why it's good to practice the Dharma in one place for a long period of time. Not to keep moving around, not to keep changing things, but to keep it kind of as it is. Interesting point, given what I said about change and impermanence earlier.